Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host David Shepherd is holding it down in New York City. And you could be in New York, you could be here in Atlanta, be in Los Angeles or San Diego or San Francisco or Seattle or Portland or anything in between. There's a lot of stuff in between. Thank you for listening. I'm only going to be here, I say only, for one more hour. I get started, though, at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so if you've been missing, where the hell you been? You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you want to go back. Pause, rewind, all that good stuff. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you got SiriusXM channel 158, thank you for listening there. And also, you can listen anytime on a smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've had a busy, busy night. What else is new? Talked about Carson Wentz, newest member, if he can pass a physical, of the Rams. He's going to be backing up Matthew Stafford, who's been dealing with a thumb injury. We talked about the college football playoff rankings. Still Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. We talked about Bill Self. This man got himself a new contract. Call it a lifetime deal, rolling deal. They're renegotiated every few years. He's going to be making $11 million a season, more than anybody else in college basketball. Behind him, John Calipari at $8.5 million. Must be nice to be a coach, right? Must be nice to be in charge. Coaches get hired to get fired, though, don't they? And we also got some other coaches in the news. I know we heard about Craig Counsell deciding to go to the Chicago Cubs. He's getting all the bread there. The Brewers are like, hey, we were going to pay him, but then he decided to go to Cubs. And we got a report that Craig Counsell is like, hey, I just wanted a new challenge. And I even heard that they vandalized a park in his honor, or a Little League field in his honor. And I'm like, damn, is it that serious? The man is a hometown hero. He decided to leave. What you mad for? He don't owe you nothing. Let the man live his life. I mean, listen to this. This is from Fox 6 in Milwaukee. A lot of people not happy Craig Counsell went to the dark side, the Cubs.
I was shocked when you told me, because, you know, that maybe it was a feint to say he might have been going to New York, which I thought was bad enough. But Chicago, that's a little too close to home, don't you think?
At the 3rd Street Market Hall, big news seems out of left field.
It's a betrayal. You know, I'm not mad.
As Counsell heads to the rival Cubs, fans wonder, what happened?
He's a great man. He's a great baseball player, father, husband, all those great things that I wish we could have kept him in Milwaukee.
That's a little bit more reasonable. The guy in the middle of the conversation, it's a betrayal. It's a betrayal. Like, damn. He didn't take Milwaukee off the map. He just left. Like, what's wrong with personal or professional growth? He didn't want to be in there anymore, so he left. Why are folks taking it so damn serious? Because he went to the Cubs? Get over it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Big Mac. I haven't had one of those in a long time. Big Mac is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mac?
Hey, I just wanted to say, man, I'm loving y'all show. Loving the way y'all do it. Y'all speak honest. Y'all speak the truth on this show here. And just want to say something about my Dallas Cowboys. We played a heck of a game last week. Prescott did play a lot better. Although I think Prescott needs to roll out a little bit more, get him receivers a little bit more time to make plays down the field. We got some great receivers. And although, you know, we could use a little bit more running from Pollard there.
When are they going to win a big game?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, damn. I'm like, come on, the 49ers smoke them. They hang in there a little bit, barely with the Eagles. Like, this is the top of the competition. They not there with them.
I'm telling you, inconsistent is what we are right now.
Well,
you know, we don't know if we're going to win or lose going in there. No team does, but the Cowboys especially. There's a few other teams that's, you know,
going the same route.
They
have a chance to scrimmage against the Giants, man. That should be fun, right?
A lot of fun. See what Saquon Barkley can do this time around.
Well, damn it, you don't got to worry about nobody but Saquon Barkley. I'll tell you that.
That's about it. Yeah. That's about it. But I just want to send you guys your flowers. It seems like you guys are getting flowers tonight, man. I tell you, callers are calling in and really appreciate you guys. And I'm one of them.
Thanks. It's nice that the listeners appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Big Mac. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Oh, you ain't calling between now and Thanksgiving? You done?
I was just about to say you should be hearing from me before Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'll be sitting right here,
remember this call right here.
I will. Thank you, Big Mac. You be safe, okay?
God bless.
Thank you. You too. I haven't had a Big Mac in so long. I have seen a lot of news that food prices at McDonald's have gone up. Like, if you need a meal out of Mickey D's, it's going to cost you about $15. It ain't fast food. It ain't convenient anymore.
So the way they entice you is they give you, like, the super value meal, but the super value meal is, like, $3 minimum. It used to obviously be a dollar menu. That is not the case anymore. At McDonald's.
That's what I was going to ask.
Right.
There's no such thing as the dollar menu no more?
And I remember it wasn't too long ago.
I didn't hear you. There's no more dollar menu?
No.
When did they stop that?
Since you stopped going to McDonald's.
Oh, man.
I don't know when specifically, but it's not right. It should be.
You used to get, let's see, you could get fries for $1. You get a regular cheeseburger for $1. It was an apple pie $1, $1.09, right?
Oh, it was. Now, JR, now I will say in fairness, I don't know people maybe listening in Boise, Tacoma, Washington, you know, not the major cities in the U.S. There may still be McDonald's that do the dollar values. I know in major cities, they stopped doing that a long time ago. And people know this, JR.
A dollar menu?
Yeah, because the cost of living has so egregiously overwhelmed inflation. You know what I mean? Like, the way prices are, it kills you because that doesn't reflect the wage increase. So, yeah, so like what used to be $1, $2 now is like $3 or $4. MTA prices for public transportation used to be like $1.75 10 years ago.
It's $3 one way on the train, right?
It's JR, it's $3.25 now.
Wait, excuse me?
It's $3.25 now.
It's $3.25 to go one way on the subway in New York?
It got bumped up again, yes.
It used to be $3 for the express bus.
Correct.
I could go to Westchester County
yep.
on a nice, comfortable bus, and now that's how much it costs. So how much is the express bus, like $11 one way?
I would guess significantly more now.
Oof.
I mean, the thing is, like, if you live in a major city, you might as well get the monthly pass. That's what I do.
So what is that, $180?
I remember the days it was $78 when I first moved to New York about 12 years ago. Now, 13 years ago, geez. Now, it's about $140.
I got advice for you.
Move out of New York.
No, just jump the turnstile. Just jump.
I don't have your cat-like reflexes, JR.
Yo, you just ran a marathon. You're telling me.
But there's a big difference between being quick on your feet and having endurance and stamina.
You can't hop the turnstile?
You can if you want to get arrested.
Oh, you try it. I'm sure you won't get arrested.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will try it and then say JR Sport Brief co-signed me doing this. If you take issue with this, you call him. And we'll see how
that goes. Hey, listen, they ain't going to listen to me. Eric
Adams doesn't listen to you?
Listen, nobody cares.
Gotcha.
Just try to let me know what happens. If you're not at work tomorrow, I know what happens.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Listen, I mean, if I'm being honest, there might be one or two people that's like, Chef, try it. We don't want you at work tomorrow. So maybe I might try it.
Oh, jump the turnstile?
Yeah. Work out in their favor.
Yeah, just text me. Nobody gets arrested for that.
You told me that
somebody got cracked over the head. You think they got arrested for that?
JR, I know we have a lot of people in law enforcement that listen to the show, and we couldn't respect them any more than what we do. We value them. We love them, truly.
Okay.
But there are some that work in law enforcement that make their bonus and do their holiday shopping off of the tickets that they give individuals hopping the turnstiles.
I said arrested. Somebody got cracked over the head in the subway, and you telling me that you hopping a turnstile is going to, keep you from work?
Yeah, it depends on it. Yeah, 100%.
If you hop a turnstile, you think you're getting arrested.
JR, there are certain people that work in law enforcement, and it's not most of them. It's not most people are upstanding citizens that choose to go into that field, but there are some that go into that field that have an axe to grind, and they are looking to target people and give them a much stiffer, harsher penalty than what they actually did.
I'd be damned if I got arrested for not paying fare on the bus or the train.
Give me
a ticket. That's what they do. They give you a ticket. No, they don't arrest you.
Well, it's a misdemeanor. They can arrest you for that.
Stealing services.
It's to their discretion. Correct. If I get in a taxi cab, and let's say, for instance, I forget my wallet. It happens. I'm not saying it should, but it does happen. If a cop is feeling in a certain type of mood that particular day, they can absolutely not just give you a summons, but they can arrest you for—and I don't know what the exact terminology is, but it's like theft of service.
Theft of service.
JR, man, you know your stuff. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Listen, man. That's why I stay home. I ain't got time for this crap.
Well, you're smart. But you don't but for anyone listening right now, you do not broadcast from home though. You broadcast from a studio.
Yeah, of course. So what are you trying to
it ain't like you're sitting there up in your ivory tower, and with your robe and your sandal wear. You're traveling like the rest of us.
Yeah, but I don't got to commute in the MTA subway.
Yeah, you don't miss those days, do you?
No. I'll let you enjoy them for me, okay?
I'll never forget it, JR. I was, at the four times I've run the New York City Marathon, every single time I get on the subway, there is not one person that gets their lazy ass up and says, you know what? You're in a poncho. You clearly just ran 26-plus miles. Let me give you the seat.
Yeah, you're a man. People don't care about us men.
Yeah. Also, I'm not the best looking man. I'm decent looking, but I ain't no Patrick Dempsey.
Don't you have that girlfriend?
Yeah, but I do, and she's lovely.
Well, what are
she's,
you thinking about? What
she's,
happened?
She's great.
She left you?
No. We're still together. I live with her.
Oh, great.
We live together. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I appreciate that, JR. JR, any updates on Mr. Brief's love life?
No, there ain't no update.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay. You're still young, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, well, how long does that last?
For men, a lot longer than women, unfortunately. And it's not fair, but it's just the truth.
Look at you. A modern-day Dr. Ruth.
Wow. Let me tell you something. I hope I have Dr. Ruth's longevity.
Dr. Ruth was saying all the nasty things when she's like 90.
Yeah.
It's like, Grandma, relax. I don't want to hear about that.
Well, for some people, it comes out better than others, and she can get away with it.
Is she still alive? No, she just died.
I think she's still alive.
Dr. Ruth?
I think Dr. Ruth. This is not the first person that you've killed without actually dying,
But a couple of people that I thought passed away eventually passed away because they were old.
She's 95. She's still with us.
Dr. Ruth?
And if she's not around tomorrow, everybody knows her. You killed Bob Barker.
I did. I got Bob. I did. For about 2 years, I thought Bob Barker was. Oh my God! There's going to be people who are listening for the first time, going, "These sick bastards, what are they doing?"
No, Bob Barker made it to 99. I don't think anyone's feeling bad for him.
Him, Betty White. I mean, come on. Well,
Betty almost made 100. Betty was like a week shy.
Was it? I thought it was shorter than that.
I think she was a week shy, and they had that great cover of her on People Magazine, and they were going to celebrate her for a century. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I'm sure she filmed a commercial a day before she passed.
Probably.
Listen, Golden Girls will last forever, so I'm cool with that. Listen, when I get off the air, you know what I'm going to do, Shep? I'm going to get myself a Big Mac. Haven't had one of those in a long time.
Pay $5. Have fun with that.
$5 for a Big Mac?
That's on a good day. That's on an expedient location. If you're paying that in the city, yeah.
And I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch Golden Girls. Where can I watch Golden Girls? It's on like Hulu.
It's got to be on Hulu. Ruth McClan. B. Arthur. Estelle Getty, Betty
Here's
White.
A question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to ask, right?
Sure.
Are they gone? All of them?
No, I had a feeling you were going to ask that. Yeah, Betty was the last to go. So Betty's the oldest out of all four, and she was the last to go. You know, they didn't get along on set.
Get out of here.
No, famously.
The Golden Girls didn't like each other?
So they so B. Arthur resented Betty White. I mean, that's pretty well documented.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was four of them. They didn't like each other.
I know. V. Arthur and Betty White did not think very fondly
how
of
you
each
that,
other.
How you that old beefing?
Egos, Hollywood, spotlight. When someone's getting more attention than the other, and one's name is, you know, the title of the show, and they're the one starring in it.
Yeah,
and the
but
other
Betty
one's
White was the funniest.
Reviews.
Betty White was
Rue McClain. I think that's her name.
That's the one with the glasses who was, she's like,
that's Estelle Getty.
Bitching all the time.
That's
right?
Estelle Getty. And Estelle Getty, who played B. Arthur's mom, right, the smaller woman who played B. Arthur's mom, was actually younger than the daughter that she was the mother to on that show. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But they're all gone now.
Yes, they're all gone. Betty was the last to go.
Sad. All right, well, I'm going to get me a Big Mac, and I'm going to watch Golden Girls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Somebody who might have plenty of time to watch Golden Girls soon is Bill Belichick. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to talk about Belichick on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for being a friend.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I like this music. Cameron, Harlem. 855-212-4CBS. This is Joel Santana. Yeah, come with me. Come stay tonight. Yeah, hey, Ma. Hey, Ma. Yeah, I love hey, Ma. I know all the words. Can't repeat them here. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm only going to be here for, I don't know, 30, 40 more minutes. I'm just having fun. That's it. Hanging out on a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, just minding my business. We talked about some coaches, right? Bill Self gets a contract extension. People in Milwaukee are upset that Craig Council left. Like he's supposed to be stuck to Milwaukee with a ball and a chain forever. He went down the road. What's wrong? Well, it's no big deal, right? Everybody can leave. Like if you got a chance to leave, why not? What's the problem? And somebody who might be forced to leave is Bill Belichick. Never in my life did I think that we'd be sitting in a space where there are rumors that Bill Belichick, if he does not win in Indianapolis or against Indianapolis in Germany, that he's going to get the boot. Like, are we serious? Robert Kraft is not going to fire Bill Belichick in the middle of the season, right? Come on. They're 2-7. Like, what's the game? That you're going to throw Gerard Mayo out there? And we've even heard the rumors about bringing Mike Vrabel in, who used to play for the Patriots. Like, come on. For everything that Bill Belichick has meant to the organization, let him coach out the rest of the year and then give him the boot if you don't want him around. That's like a super slap in the face. Oh, Robert Kraft is the guy who went to the massage place. So I guess he's used to, never mind. Anyway, I loved it when Bill Belichick was asked about this. You know, they lost to Washington on Sunday. Mac Jones throwing an interception to pretty much close out the game. And then Bill Belichick was asked about his future, asked about his job security. It's also been reported that they just gave him a contract extension earlier this year. I think Bill Belichick is making about $11 million, $13 million per season. And listen to Bill Belichick be Belichick. I love it.
Bill, have you been given any assurances from ownership about your job status for the rest of the season?
Yeah, my focus is on getting ready for the Colts.
Do you personally believe that you could be coaching for your job this week against the Colts?
I'm going to control what I can control. I'm going to get ready for the Colts.
Just how has this season, you know, affected you personally, and has it, you know, enhanced or diminished your desire to continue coaching?
Yeah, I do the same thing I always do. I try to do the best I can to help our team every week.
And has it affected you one way or the other? What have you learned about, you know, yourself during a season like this, and how have you kind of evolved in any ways?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, excuse me, by the way, I made an error. Bill Belichick is not making $10, $11, $12, $13 million a year. Bill Belichick is making $20 million a year. If I was making $20 million a year, I'd be saying, I don't know, I don't care, whatever, too. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be saying that for every damn question, too. Bill Belichick. Yeah, and guess what? If he gets the boot, you know how much money that he's seeing? All of it. You got to let him finish the season. I would be surprised. I would be shocked. There's not too much I get shocked about. I'd be shocked if Bill Belichick got fired in the season. Like, you're going nowhere. There's not a coaching change that's going to alter your immediate future or even your long term. I don't think you're necessarily auditioning somebody for the job. Like, the team is the team. They need a talent upgrade. That's the larger issue. Ain't no coach coming through and fixing that. Let Belichick finish out the rest of the year. I know it's sexy right now to talk about how, oh my God, can he get fired and on the way back from Germany. Like, let Belichick be Belichick.
Yeah, I do the same thing I always do.
Yeah, make $20 million a season. That's that big money. Yeah, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, I want to tell you what's so special about your show, man.
Please, okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah, if you can do it quickly, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you give everybody a chance to get their opinions out there, no matter where they're from. And I appreciate that because you're an East Coaster. I'm on the West Coast here. I'm a San Diego fan, and my Chargers won. But I just appreciate your show because you give everybody a chance to put their opinions out there. And that's awesome, man.
Thanks. What else you got? Thank you.
I just want to get your opinion on who should be the next Padres manager.
Bro.
I can't remember the guy's name right now, but I think he coached Mexico in the WBC, the World Baseball Classic.
Lee, unless I can find Lou Piniella to sit on the bench, I don't know who the next coach of the Padres should be. And the New York Mets just got a bench coach from the New York Yankees. What? Shep, what is it? Mendoza? Who? What is his name? Is it Carlos?
It's definitely Mendoza, yeah.
I don't even know his first name, Lee. Come on. Who knows baseball managers?
By the way, you are right. It is Carlos Mendoza.
It's Carlos.
You know. Yeah.
Who knows baseball managers? I can name you about 50 from 20 years ago. I don't know no manager.
And Lee, you know this. 90% of people did not know who Torey Lovello was until the World Series.
Uh-huh. Well, that's something I can't think of the guy's name. I'm sorry, bro. But
that's the point. I don't know either. Who cares?
We talk about Benji Gill?
Yeah, Benji Gill. Okay. That's the one.
Listen,
I couldn't remember
Benji,
his name.
If Benji Gill walked by me in the street, I wouldn't know who the hell he was.
Yeah, you know Benji Molina better than you know Benji Gill.
Yeah, he's big as hell, Molina. Yeah. How many brothers he got? Like 20 brothers?
There's a lot.
I always appreciate your takes on every sport. You touch on everything.
Well,
and
I don't know everything, but I try. Thank you, Lee. Oh, he hung up. That was nice of him. Not really. 855-212-4CBS. AP is calling from North Carolina. What's up, AP?
Yo, JR, what's going on, bro?
What it is? What's going on?
Ain't not much, man. I'm going to make it real quick. Volante to you and Shep.
Hey, you learned that from, you Serbian?
No, I'm not Serbian. I learned that from listening to you, sir.
Oh, I learned that from Shaq.
Oh,
Shaq learned that from Doncic, not Doncic, the other one.
Jokic,
the MVP, the other one.
Yeah.
Now here's a test for you. Spell that.
I'm sorry, JR. I just failed.
Yeah, you did. It's okay, though. What else you got?
Not much, man. Sir, I love what you and Shep are doing, man. Like, you guys are the best. But my question is to you, what do we need to talk to David Tepper about getting Bryce Young some help? Or maybe Bryce Young is not just the dude we need to bring the Carolina Panthers to multiple victories.
Well, I mentioned that a little bit. Who the hell is on the team? Like, who is he working with on the offense?
Thielen.
Old. Anybody else?
No, sir. Nobody else.
We said this when he got drafted. There were the concerns about him being small. And then the next concerns was, who's he working with? Look, Chuba's nice, but Chuba was jumping when he was at college, man. That's not the move. So until they get him some talent to work with, I think he's going to be ass. At the same time, though, I can't lie. You all the NFL games that come on Sunday, you think I'm sitting down watching every Panther snap? Come on.
No, sir. No, you're not. Because I think Thursday you were be better watching, driving Miss Daisy than watching Chicago and Panthers on Thursday night. So
I'm going to be on the radio here, but I may put driving Miss Daisy on in the background. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I love you, sir.
Thank you. Levente, I forgot. You know
say
what it
brother
is.
Volente.
Oh, Volente.
Volente.
All right.
I just
want to
say
Volente.
Brother Volente.
Volente.
Volente. Take it easy, AP.
Volente.
You too, AP. I appreciate you, brother.
Hit the Shaq one, sir. Shaq. Hit the Shaq one.
Yo, Shaq. Volente.
Brother Volente. Volente.
Yeah, Volente. Good job. Good job, Shaq.
Oh, see, we all learn something new every day. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Belichick, you can't fire that guy. Can't get him out of here. I am going to tell you about someone who is keeping his job. And the reasons are, I don't know if I would feel confident about the reasons. I'll tell you who it is on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh, my God. I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, right before we went to break, we talked about Belichick. Belichick is going to take on the Indianapolis Colts, or at least the Patriots are going to take on the Colts. And there are rumors that if he doesn't win in Germany, he's going to get fired. And I'm like, I can't see that. It'd have to be an utter embarrassment, another one of Dolphins proportions, I think, before Robert Kraft tells him to take a hike in the middle of the season. I think for the past 20 years, you give him that much. At least see him out the door. Don't kick him off the damn plane. Now, someone who is keeping their job is Aaron Boone of the New York Yankees. Yankees barely above 500, 82-80. No playoffs, obviously. No World Series. Yankee fans want to fire everybody. And their owner, Hal Steinbrenner, he actually spoke to the media today. And the more that he speaks, he sounds more and more like his dad, George. And he basically said, yes, Aaron Boone is staying. And he gave how he came to that conclusion. He talked about the people he consulted with. Take a listen to this.
I believe, based on a lot of things, that he's a good manager, but I didn't want to take my opinion this time around. I wanted to talk to a number of people, which I did. I talked to players, talked to some ex-players like Pettit, Swisher, who spent a lot of time in the clubhouse this year, talked to Sabian, Omar, and others. And without giving them my opinion on the call, they all came to the same conclusion, which is Aaron is a good manager and he should be our manager in 2024.
Wow. I mean, these are his peers. I mean, they're not managing, but when he played, like, these are his peers. Nick Swisher's maybe after him. Andy Pettit certainly a peer. And I get it. Are you asking Nick Swisher about Aaron Boone and whether or not he should keep his job? Like, okay. And then he also said that they want to teach the Yankees to bunt some more. I'm like, yo, what year is it? I know baseball, nobody bunts. There's no more small ball, but we got to teach our guys to bunt? It shows you how far baseball has fallen. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rick is calling from Montana. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's up?
Hey, before I talk about the Jets, I want to know, when did the media, sports media, become so interested in professional fishing?
I don't know. What the hell are you looking at?
Well, every time Aaron Rodgers casts something out there, they bite it. So I was just wondering.
Badoonch. Good job, Rick. What else you got?
Yeah. What is it with the Jets and their lack of developing of a quarterback? I'm 67 years old. And the last good quarterback they had, which should have been in the MVP of the league, because he played for him, number one, and he took him to the AFC Division Championships, was Chad Pennington.
Chad, I can't throw him? Pennington?
Well, he took him to the league, the Division Champions. And
he took them there? I could say Mark Sanchez took them to an AFC title game. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it would be. I hadn't thought
took
about
them?
That.
I ain't going that far. Look, man, we got to look through. We can go through all of the GMs that the Jets have had. That would give a simple answer. It's tough, man. It really is. For whatever reason, the Jets are one of the teams. I mean, you could probably throw the Bears out there. Who is that guy? Who is that best QB? It's tough, and that's why when you get one, you hold on to him. You try to keep him for 10 years and try to ride the wave. We had a caller ask about, the Falcons, maybe last hour of the show, and it's, hey, the Falcons have everything that they need right now except for a QB, and it makes you realize that maybe you took Matt Ryan for granted to know that you got a position that week to week you don't got to go out there and worry about. Yeah, he may not be at the top of the heap, but you don't take for granted when you have it. So Jets are one of them teams, man. They got bad luck there.
Well, with the Falcons, ever since they got beat by the Patriots after the big comeback, they've never been the same. And that can be said about a lot of teams that went to the Super Bowl. Once they got a thrashing, they just, well, the next few years, they are not the same.
I mean, their history, okay? I wouldn't pin it to the past few years, but their history in a general sense has not been kind. Even when they got close in 98, Jamal Anderson years, et cetera, their history as a whole hasn't been kind, Rick. So just
well,
don't
I'll
worry
tell
about
you. I'll tell you my last thing about the Hurry Jets.
Yes.
If I was a top 10 quarterback and the Jets drafted me, I'd get a hold of the management team that took Warren Moon to the CFL, because they ruin good quarterbacks. They absolutely ruin them.
Yeah, well, it's not and thank you, Rick, for calling from Montana. It's not like the organization. It's the people who run it. And the New York Jets, LaFleur is no longer there running the offense. And so you gotta understand, man, it's different regimes who come through. Even for the New York Jets, Leon has sold the team to the Band-Aid man, I want to say, 97, 98, 99. And what are we going to do? Kill Woody Johnson for more than 20 years of the Jets being bad? We can't. Not fair. Mike is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm a ball of fire myself. I got a problem with the way you were talking about Clay Travis and his opinion of the NBA. You're a very honest man, and I appreciate that.
The NBA? I didn't say anything about the NBA.
Sorry, WNBA.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say, though, is you know as well as I do, if the NBA did not support that WNBA, there wouldn't be a WNBA. If they had to survive on their ticket that they get at the gate, there would be no WNBA. And
but
don't
what
get
is
me
that?
Wrong.
Hold on, Mike. What the hell does that have to do with anything that I said? Nothing.
Well, you called him a dirty rat, basically.
I didn't call him a dirty rat. I said it's a shame. I said it's a shame that he has to go ahead and kind of put down a women's accomplishments and comparing them to high school players. That's what I said. And I said to have to be a loudmouth and to be that boisterous about a point, I said reeks of someone who has some type of insecurity. That's what I said.
Maybe I misunderstood. But if you don't mind my saying, though, he's right. You could take any high-class basketball team, and they would whoop the pants off the women. And the whole conversation he had when that started, what brought that up to begin with was the fact that there are women who say that, you know, they deserve more pay.
Mike, to save time, I understand that argument, and I have no problem making that argument against anybody, any female basketball player who thinks that they deserve more. You deserve what you can make, and so you got no argument there. But what I find to be false and full of false bravado and really no nuts is to ride a high horse about how a high school boys team at a high level can beat WNBA players. Now, I will say this, and this is I take this to kind of go ahead and pat myself on the back. I know folks and have worked with people like Candace Parker, okay? I have also played, and not recently, I'm talking 20, 25 years ago, against people who have gone on to the WNBA. And when they decided to step out onto the court, I decided to walk off. I have hung out and been around professional basketball players in the NBA. I've been around college players on the men's side. I've been around high school players. I've been around middle school players. And the bottom line is, for a dude who didn't play professional basketball as myself, I've been around and know a lot of basketball players, male and female. And I just find it just ridiculous to go ahead and make a staunch, hardcore point to drive home that a high-level men's team in high school could beat women. Is it possible? Yes, absolutely. Anything's possible. But the fact of why do you need to beat this down into folks' heads is kind of empty. Like, what's the point?
Well, the whole point of that conversation.
Not the point of the conversation. Let me put it to you this way, Mike. If you are a man, if you are someone with a little bit of dignity, you don't need to downgrade somebody else's accomplishments by putting them in the space of amateurs, whether it's male or female. That's the point. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure. I understand what you're saying.
That's it.
Okay. Well, okay, but you weren't happy with, let's put it this way, you weren't happy with the way Travis was speaking, but the whole thing that he was speaking about was misrepresented by the caller.
Mike, I'm familiar with what he said because it happened last week, and so it's old.
Correct.
And it's not about how he said anything. This is the point, and I'll say it this time because then I got to get you out of here. We don't need to go in circles. I'll put it to you this way. Forget Travis. Forget the situation. Anybody who needs to diminish the accomplishments of anybody else, they need to look in the mirror themselves at why they feel that they need to do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does.
Then that's it. There's nothing else to say. If someone accomplishes something and you have to diminish what they're doing, what does that say about you? You don't say a whole hell of a lot now, does it? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yo, go be awesome with what you do. Worrying about what somebody else. Hey, I got to crap on the ladies and I got, hey, they won a championship. Oh, well, now I got to crap on them. Yeah, do better. Do better. I'll be back with you tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I could go on 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Tomorrow, Wednesday night, it's going to be time for a new top six list. Unfortunately, I got to get ready for Thursday night football between these bum-ass Bears and terrible Panthers. If you miss me in the interim, find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm done. I'm gone. But don't go anywhere. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Thank you very much, Shep. Appreciate you.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.